How the Sarah House keeps assisted living residents safe, 24/7 safety, is usually the quiet worry underneath every other question a family asks. You want to know that, when you're not in the building, someone reliable is. We're the Sarah House in Ormond Beach, and protecting our residents is woven through how we staff, how we watch over daily routines, and how we manage who comes through our doors. Here's an honest look at how that works around the clock. How we keep residents safe 24/7, keeping someone safe in assisted living, isn't a single feature. It's a set of habits that runs day and night, carried out by people who know each resident well. Below, we'll explain the pieces that fit together, from the staff on duty to the way we handle visitors. Staff on duty, every hour our professional staff is on hand 24 hours a day, which is the foundation of everything else. We describe our approach as 24-hour eyes on care, meaning someone is always attentive, not just on call. For families, this answers the question that keeps them up at night. There is never a stretch where your mom or dad is left without a trained person nearby. Experienced caregivers keeping residents safe, who is watching matters as much as how many. Every caregiver we hire has years of experience caring for seniors, and each one meets state requirements before they ever start. Our hiring is deliberately strict, and our interviews are long, because the people responsible for someone's safety should earn that trust first. Beyond the credentials, we look for warmth, a big heart, and a genuine smile, since attentive care comes from people who actually want to give it. Watching closely for early warning signs, a lot of safety comes down to noticing small shifts early. Our caregivers are trained to observe residents for any changes in behavior or mental status, so something subtle doesn't go unseen until it becomes serious. We treat nutrition and hydration as a top priority and keep an eye on each resident's intake based on their needs. That steady attention is quiet work, but it's often where real protection happens. Safe medication assistance, every day managing medications safely, is one of the most practical parts of daily life here. We provide assistance with medication, so doses stay on schedule, and nothing gets missed or doubled. For a family that has been juggling pill organizers and reminders from afar, handing that responsibility to trained staff removes a constant source of risk and stress. A visitor policy that protects residents' safety extends to those who enter our community. Every visitor signs in when they arrive and signs out when they leave, so we always know who is in the building. Hand sanitizer sits by the visitor log, and regular hand washing is expected before, during, and after a visit. During a viral outbreak, visitors follow the protective equipment guidance our staff provides, including full protection when seeing a resident in quarantine. Our visiting hours run from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Our community is also non-smoking, except in the designated outdoor area. These rules aren't about red tape. They keep a vulnerable group of people healthier. Keeping families informed for reassurance, you can't feel reassured about safety if you're left guessing. That's why our service includes 24-hour communication with families, along with weekly and daily updates and family meetings whenever they're needed or requested. If something changes, you hear about it. We also honor the essential caregiver role, allowing a family member or other designated person at least 2 hours of daily in-person time beyond regular visiting, which keeps a trusted face close. Matching each resident to safe care, we have 2 residences in Ormond Beach, and matching a resident to the right one is part of keeping them safe. Our home on Old Tomoka Road offers assisted living and memory care for up to 24 residents. Our Forest Court residence offers assisted living for up to 35 residents. Choosing the setting that fits someone's actual needs means their care and supervision are suited to them from the first day. Conclusion: a description can reassure you, but standing in the building does more. We'd welcome the chance to show you how our staffing, our routines, and our visitor practices come together, and to answer the specific safety questions on your mind. When you're ready, request a tour or call us at 386 -267-8012. You can tell us whether you're considering memory care, assisted living, or both, and we'll take it from there. FAQs: is someone always on duty overnight? Yes. Our professional staff is present 24 hours a day, providing continuous eyes on care at all hours. What experience do your caregivers have? Every caregiver has at least 5 years of experience with seniors and meets all state requirements before being hired. How do you keep visitors from posing a health risk? Visitors sign in and out, follow hand hygiene at the visitor log, and wear protective equipment during outbreaks when needed. How will I know if something changes with my parent? We provide 24-hour communication, plus weekly and daily updates and family meetings whenever they're requested.